The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, letters to the editor, or LTEs, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. When voting for council, let's fill in the gaps. We lack executive experience in business at our council. Representation for health and human services is large, whereas the businesses that provide the tax base go largely unrepresented at council. A surprising number of council members are retired and school teachers. As a longtime business owner and employer, I feel underrepresented. All of my favored candidates will have been on a city board. It is the quintessential requirement to know how things are done inside this city. Experience from elsewhere is not very compelling. Ron Gallegos is a local businessman, accomplished artist, and past council member. A Hispanic native of Colorado, he represented the city on local, state, and national boards. Ron's past contributions included work on the inception of the fiber network that became NextLight, the rec center, museum, and library upgrades. Recently, he had proposed a municipal theater in a commercially supported convention center. Longmont's convention center is now a church. Our present council wants everyone else to pay for their lack of focus, planning, or fiscal conservancy, as seen on this ballot. Ron's success in commercial real estate requires knowledge of complex issues and the skill to negotiate. We need business leadership. We need Ron Gallegos on council. Harrison Earl will represent my ward, as he already represents the city with his professional aviation business experience on the airport board. His political science degree and past public sector work will be helpful for cooperative effort on council. Harrison's work on the airport board has been exemplified by chairing meetings where many sides of issues needed to be heard, or they could be disruptive. Similar to what happens at council. His ideas on many topics are open for discussion, which is very refreshing. For proven experience and professionalism, join me in voting for Harrison Earl. Sean McCoy is a teacher and not in business in Longmont. He teaches high school U.S. government, so he understands how government works. He is the incumbent, but not long on the job, recently winning a delayed special election for his seat. Sean was on council years ago, came back for more. He needs a full term. Council has had some difficulties with transparency and ethics. It has even considered an ethics committee. Some members have not understood the scope of the office, and overreached into other jurisdictions and responsibilities. Cities resolve these mistakes with costly lawsuits. Sean lives in a Longmont reality. As an ethics teacher, past and current council member, who understands his own limitations and need for transparency. Growing up in Longmont, the McCoy family's long-standing connections to community includes nonprofits that can do the work that government cannot or should not. If there is a demand, can the city support a service? Above all, Sean is very approachable and considerate of varied opinions. He seeks them out, wanting to connect the dots with people and their ideas about improving Longmont. Join me in keeping Sean McCoy in his seat, on your ballot. I picked three people who know how Longmont works. They have current and past experience specifically in our city government. We should see our council working together cooperatively or politely and cooperatively. Skilled leadership finds 4 majority votes at council. Let's vote for leadership.